This time every Wednesday, we catch up with Noel Sens to talk cycling. Noel, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
Now, the veterans, I was interested to read that the veterans, which is over 30, which sounds a bit young to be called veterans in my world anyway.
Youngsters.
I know. Yeah, they're sort of the senior juniors. Anyway, they're now sort of all racing under one licence, which wasn't the case before, no?
Yeah, we've got one licence now in Australian cycling, which is really good, Robbo and Steve. Years ago, the veterans had their own licence, and it was actually people over 35, and they changed it many, many years ago to women over 30 and men over 35, and with equality, it came down to everybody over 30. And just this year, there's been a national licence or national body change, so that one licence will let you ride anywhere. So Bendigo District Cycling Club, which is open from ages 7 till death, and the Veterans Club, 30 years of age upwards, we can all ride together now. So it's a great idea. You're going to get more riders at both clubs' races, I reckon.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Tell us about the Woodstock veterans, talking of veterans, Noel.
Yeah, Central Victorian Veterans Cycling Club have been at Woodstock for probably 20 years plus, and it's a very successful club. And most people from Bendigo have been in both clubs, you know, for years and years and years. And on the weekend, they had a great race out there. It was sponsored by my younger brother, Peter Sens, and it was called the Profan Civil Contracting Road Race. It was over 64.5 Ks, and it was a really good race. They had 92 entries, which is a big field. And a lot of those riders would have normally come up and watched the Bendigo Madison, which was cancelled. So the numbers are always up for this weekend. And the amazing thing was the scratch riders, and it was a really who's who of cycling in Bendigo, the former Australian road champion, Darren Lapthorne, one of the strongest riders off scratch, gave away a massive 38 minutes for the limit rider. That's a long way. So by the time scratch actually had their last gasp of air on the start line and took off, the leaders were 38 minutes ahead of them down the road.
Wow.
So you can go a long way in 38 minutes, I tell you what.
I tell you, you can. That's amazing.
With the 92 riders all split up into groups, the groups got together. And scratch and the second scratch and third scratch, there's 30 riders there altogether, 32 riders. And I would have thought they would have steamrolled their way through the field, but they didn't. And the guys from Limit won, the guys from the 38-minute bunch won. And there's a famous cycling family in Melbourne called the Beasley Cycling Family. And John Beasley Sr. rode the Tour de France, and John Beasley Jr., he's the coach of the Malaysian cycling team for the Olympics and everything, and he's a friend of mine. And he's... his cousin won it, Paul Beasley from Geelong. So good to see.
Yeah.
And a great race. Really, really good bike race.
Good stuff.
Scratch.
Now, the.
That's what aimed for fastest time.
Yep. The other one that obviously is very big on the local calendar, too, is the Frank McCaig Memorial Wheel Race, held last week. And, well, no surprise in who won it, because it's a name that we keep talking about week after week.
We do. Alessia McCaig won the Frank McCaig Memorial Wheel Race, and Frank was her great uncle, did a lot for cycling in Bendigo, and it's always a big race. Everybody wants to win it, and amazingly, the last 2 years have been won by a female, and I don't think that's happened before. Last year, a young lady from Melbourne called Ruby Roseman Gannon won, but this year, Alessia, she just streeted the field. It was a huge ride. I commentated that race, and I would say that's one of the best wheel races I've ever commentated as far as excitement level goes for me.
Yeah.
And the young lady rode so well, and she was really humble in her speech. It was a good ride by Leslie McCaig. I'd like to take my hat off to her. It was great.
And she is off to Brisbane for the National Championships, and one of five Bendigonians out of the 17 Victorians. So we're very well represented.
We are. Yeah, in 2 weeks' time, they're racing up at the Adamuse Velodrome in Brisbane. Young Ned Pollard, Patrick Eddy, Blake Agnoletto, Alessia McCaig and Jackson Haddon. So a good team from Bendigo, making up a third of the Victorian team. So they'll get some medals for sure.
Yeah, sounds great.
One more thing before we go.
Yeah.
If we've got time, I'm actually going to Ballarat this weekend, Rob and Steve. They've got the Ballarat Cycling Classic on over there.
Okay.
And it's to raise money for cancer. And I'm the MC and the man on the microphone. I don't know much about it. So hopefully that'll run off really well this Sunday, Robbo.
Sounds like it will be, mate. And no better man to be on the microphone than your good self. So we wish you well with that.
Thanks, mate. Hope it goes well.
I'm
be
sure
cold.
It will. It's always...
You've got to be ready for that, haven't you, in Ballarat?
I was going to say, it always has the potential to get a bit nippy around that neck of the woods, that's for sure. Hey, Have fun, Noel, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you. Noel Sens Jewellers in Hargraves Mall.